Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Panther wrestling in action coming up later on tonight at home. They will be meeting up with Cody over the weekend. Panthers hosted three strong teams, including defending state champ Star Valley. And against Star Valley, for the first time in probably a very long time, the Panthers were blanked as the defending state champ Braves beat Powell 78-0. That was one of the closest matches. Of course, Seth Horton, who went in unbeaten at 152, ended up dropping a 3-0 decision for the Panthers. They did get a win against Moorcroft, one of the perennial powerhouses in 2A, as Logan Werner won at 120 pounds, Brent Childers at 132, Mikey Timmons at 138, and Jack Van Dorman at 145. Against Worland, the Panthers dropped that duel 54-30. Taking wins included at 126, Emma Caru ended up winning by a pin. Also, Mikey Timmons won again at 138. Seth Horton came back to win at 152 with a pin. Also coming up with a win was Landon Brazelton at 182. As the Panthers will get ready for a senior night duel coming up tonight, that will be against Cody beginning at 6 p.m. Well, the Panthers swim team was also in action over the weekend as they were taking on perennial powerhouse Lander on Friday in a duel. For Lander, they came away with the win 98-81. Panthers did get a first-place finish out of Rube Parker as he won both the 100 fly and the 100 back. Nate Johnson took the 50 free. Also, a couple relay teams, a 200 free relay of Caden Gertz, Cole Frank, Cobus Diver, and Kyler Warren, and the 400 free with Dub Johnston, Francis Rogers, Parker, and Taryn Blackmore all teaming up. As the next day, the Panthers were matched up against Sublette County, Cody, and Riverton, with the Panthers getting 341 points to take that quad as Johnston ends up winning again for the Panthers, taking the 200 free and the 100 free. The 200 medley relay team of Parker, Johnston, Rogers, and Blackmore, and the 200 free relay squad again winning with Johnston, Rogers, Parker, and Blackmore, as the Panthers will hit the road for Worland coming up Saturday for a meet against the Warriors. And we'll have more coming up right after this.